The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Call to Worship. Call to Worship brings you messages from the Word of God, the Bible. And in Call to Worship, we cover topics about His creation, about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Jesus' ministry, His death, resurrection. And this morning, we'll cover His love for the world. And also, we cover the end times or the last day message of God, of God's warning to the world, and that's the three angels' message. But this morning, friends, we look at why God loves us so much. Also with beautiful praise songs and worship songs. So friends, let me tell you this morning that Jesus loves you this morning. His love for us never stops, regardless who we are, where we are in life. This morning, I want to tell you that He loves you, and He wants to give you life. And more than that, He wants to give you an everlasting life. So before we start, friends, we just bow our heads in prayer, and I'll ask God to give us understanding and wisdom this morning. Lord, we thank you this day, Lord, we could share your message, Lord. We just ask you to be a blessing to everyone listening in, including myself, that you give us understanding and enlighten our minds and open up our hearts, Lord, to receive your word this morning. Thank you for your great love, Lord. Your love for the world. And we just ask you, Lord, to keep sharing that love with us as we continue on our program this morning. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. So welcome to Call to Worship again, friends, and our reading this morning comes from the book of Genesis 1 verse 2. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And you can go on, friends, read the book of Genesis, and will tell you and show you how the world was created, what was created each day of the week. And of course, on the creation was a six-day creation, and on the seventh day, the Lord stopped working and blessed and sanctified the seventh day. So you can read up for yourself. You can read that up for yourself. I picked up this verse too on Ephesians 3, verse 9. God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, God the Father, together with his Son and the Holy Spirit, created the world in 6 days. Though we cannot see him, his work testify of his divinity, power, and love for mankind. So we see that the creation work of God, he created the world by Jesus Christ, including the Holy Spirit. And that's the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also got this really nice comment from the Spirit of Prophecy. It says, the real evidence of a living God is not merely in theory. It is in the conviction that God has written in our hearts, illuminated and explained by his word. It is in the living power in his created works, seen by the eye, which the Holy Spirit has enlightened. The things of nature upon which we look today give us but a faint conception of Eden's beauty and glory. Yet much that is beautiful remains. Nature testifies that one infinite in power, great in goodness, mercy and love, created the earth and filled it with life and gladness. Even in the blighted state, all things reveal the handiwork of God. Amen to that. What a beautiful words of wisdom, and that was from the Spirit of Prophecy comments. And this morning, of course, my friends will be covering the love of God. And our first song for us this morning is called that famous song, Amazing Grace, and sung for us this morning by Whitney Phibbs. And God bless your day this morning.
Mm-hmm. feed the sound and say, a wretch like me, I was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.
Amen. That beautiful song, you know, once you hear it, you can't think of think about the amazing love of God for us and for the whole world. Amazing grace. We see in the Bible that, the Bible declares God as God is love. And we can also see that in some of the Bible verses I've got for you this morning, on 1 John 4, verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God had for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And of course we see this great love that God has for us in his in God sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. And that shows God's great love for the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Wow. You know, there's an option there. We know that Jesus is coming back again. We know from the Bible that because our first parents sinned in the Garden of Eden, the punishment was death. Hence the reason why that Jesus came down to die on the cross to pay that penalty. So our sentence was death, but Jesus was the substitute to come and die on our behalf. And that just shows us the love of God. I love this verse in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. It says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God's love, mercy, and power are always available to help his children if only they will feel the need of him. So that mercy, God's everlasting love for us. I mean, if someone sent his son to die for us, don't we think, well, what do you think about that person's love for you? That's a great, amazing love. We can't really understand. But in Exodus 34:6-7, God is merciful, he is gracious, long-suffering, He's good and upright. He is love. God is love. There's nothing we can do to take away that love of God for us. And I'll just finish off with the verse here, Lamentation 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And also to see God's love on the human race, he sends his son, the sunlight, he sends the rain on the earth, regardless who we are. Whether we choose to love God or not, God is still merciful to us. God still sends his goodness and his love for every human being. And it is up to us, friends, to choose to love God. God gives us that choice. I'll just look here from that booklet again. It says, the Spirit of Prophecy comments. It says, wonderful, wonderful words, almost beyond the grasp of faith. The Creator of all worlds loves those who gives themselves to his service, and even as he loves his Son. His love is so far above all love, as the heavens are above the earth. He watches over his Son with a love that is measureless and everlasting. All the paternal love which had come down from generation to generation through the channel of human hearts, all the springs of tenderness which have opened in the soul of man, are but as a tiny rill of the boundless ocean when compared with the infinite, exhaustless love of God. Tongue cannot utter it, pen cannot portray it. You may meditate upon it every day of your life. You may search the scriptures diligently in order to understand it. You may summon every power and capability that God has given you in the endeavor to comprehend the love and the compassion of the Heavenly Father. Yet there is an infinity beyond. You may study that love for ages, yet you can never fully understand the length and the breadth, the depth and the height of the love of God in giving his Son to die for the world. Eternity itself can never fully reveal it. Yet, as we study the Bible and meditate upon the life of Jesus and the plan of redemption, these great themes will open to our understanding more and more. The love of God in the heart is the only spring of love towards our neighbor. Divine love has been stirred to its unfathomable depths for the sake of man, and angels marvel to behold the recipients of such great love, a mere surface gratitude. Angels marvel at man's shell appreciation of the love of God. Wow, very good reading that. And that's, again, from the Spirit of Prophecy. Let's go to the next song now. And our next song comes from the Christian edition, Lift Up the Trumpet.
Jesus is coming again.
Good morning, friends. You're listening to Call to Worship this morning, and this morning's topic is on God's love for us human beings. And, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of God. The character of God is love. Ephesians 2, 4 to 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye have been saved, and hath raised up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ. If we see here that, you know, Jesus was sent down to die for us. He, on Calvary, he was a substitution for us. We deserved death, but Jesus paid the penalty. And he loved us so much that when he got resurrected, he knew he was going back to heaven, but he actually promised his disciples and his followers, and this is a message to everybody, that we see in John 14, 1 to 3, he says, he assured them, he said, let not your heart be troubled, but to believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So the story of God's love for us, of Jesus' love for us, doesn't stop at the cross, because Jesus was resurrected. He went back up to heaven, and as that verse says, he's got some work to do, preparing a place for us, holding the peace on earth, the four winds of the earth, so that strife and wars don't start up before Jesus comes back. So in other words, he's given us a warning through the Bible. He says, now is the time of your salvation, that we need to look for him, because he's certainly coming back, but he's holding back, and the world is holding back the four winds of the world from strife, from wars, from the devastation of what nature can do to the world, just to give us a time, to give us a warning to say, I'm coming back soon, turn to me before things are too late. And that includes the worshipping of God too at the same time. So it says in Titus 3, 5 to 6, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shared on us abundantly through Jesus Christ. So, you know, friends, when you come to believe in Jesus, Jesus says, if you believe in me, you have everlasting life. So when you come to believe in Jesus, Jesus gives you his righteousness. In other words, he takes away your sins, and he gives you righteousness. And from then onwards, there should be a change in our characters, in which the Holy Spirit works through us to create the change of a lifetime. And that is what Jesus' love can do for us. And when we do that, we're showing that we have appreciated what Jesus done for us. There's no good works that we can ever do here in this world that will save us. Whatever we do, we're saved through grace, through our faith in Jesus. Sounds good then, my friends. God loves you this morning. And let's get on to our next song there. His Mercies Are More by Matt Boswell and the Boys College Choir.
His mercies are more. Son, thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more, stronger than darkness, new and more. Our sins they are many, His mercy is more. What patience will wait as we constantly roam. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new evermore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was the payment, His life was the cost. We stood beneath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
Amen. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for joining us this morning, my friends, for tuning in. We're here every Sunday, so we start at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning, and just bringing you messages from the Bible, from the Word of God, with songs of praise to our God, the Creator of this world. And you're listening Fresh FM Nelson, broadcasting across the top of the South, 104.8 Nelson and Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, and 95 on Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 on Blenheim. And we also want to acknowledge New Zealand on air. And this morning, my friends, we are discussing the love of God. And through faith, it says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and that none of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, what it's saying there, that we are saved absolutely just by the grace of God and by having faith, having our faith in Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, when we have faith in him, he gives us righteousness. He takes our sins away and he considers us saved. And it's none of our earthly works here, whether we're out on the street corners preaching or telling people about the Bible, whatever it is, your good works won't save you. Whether you're attending church every day, your good works won't save you. We're all saved through faith in God. And, you know, when Jesus left earth, he didn't leave us to our own. Jesus went back up to heaven to continue his work, because remember that Jesus has gone up to heaven. He'll be coming back soon. He's got work to do in heaven. And part of that is actually leaving us with the Bible, but he also left us the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Godhead, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. So Jesus went back up to heaven and told his disciples that he will instead send his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit will be in the world. He is in the world. If you don't believe in God, you won't know the Holy Spirit. But once you believe in God, then the Holy Spirit works in you. He's the one that works on your heart to give you a, instead of the heart of stone that we had before we knew Jesus, Jesus gives us a heart of flesh, a heart of love. And as we said, that God is love, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. And God loves you today, my friends. His his intention is that you and I and everybody around the world, that hears his message of love, of how he came down to die for us, and how he's working in heaven, waiting, extending the time on earth, the holding back the winds of strife and the fall, holding back the wars and the destruction of the earth, till his message is preached around the world. And he doesn't want anyone to be lost but to be saved. And that's why we still have relatively freedom of worship around the world. Things are relatively are calm, although there's rumors of wars. And Jesus has given us a warning in Matthew 24. It's just one of the verses there where he tells us the signs of the time, that there'll be wars, there'll be rumors of wars, there'll be signs in the heavens, on the earth, and things won't be improving at all. But as the events unfold in the world, things will just go from bad to worse until the Lord comes. And hence the reason that today is the day of our salvation, my friends. And God bless you. Thank you for listening into Call to Worship. You're with Willie Manu this morning. And it's great to be here to share the message of the Word of God, and also some songs of praise. And here's a song that I just love, and it's by Brooke Legged Wood. And of course, she used to be Brooke Fraser. And I love her voice here. And here's a new song, A Thousand Hallelujahs. God bless this morning.
to have the words to sing, but this joy is mine.
Praise the Lord, 1,000 hallelujahs and 1,000 more. We praise him this morning. What a beautiful song that is, praise song. And just adding more to the Holy Spirit's work. Remember, Jesus had gone back up to heaven, but he says in John 14:16-17, he, a person, he, him, and I will pray to the Father that he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. So we see here, my friends, that even though Jesus had gone up to heaven, his Holy Spirit is here on earth. Him is the Holy Spirit. And if you pray to God asking for truth, just remember Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to me, but no one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus had sent his Holy Spirit down here to the earth to help believers here. If you want to know about Jesus, then you can pray 24/7. The door's open for you to pray directly to the Father in heaven through Jesus' name. And the idea is that the fact is that the Holy Spirit, who is down here on earth, will show you all truth, will guide you and lead you into all truths, into the truth of God. And and that's the importance of the Holy Spirit here on working on the earth here. And remember, my friends, we haven't got much time to go, but I just want to finish off with, I think we'll get into that in our next few programs. Now, Jesus is waiting to come back to earth, and he wants as many people saved as possible. And remember that the devil, Satan, is working. He's the roaring lion waiting to devour anybody. He is the enemy, arch enemy of Jesus. And he wants everyone to be destroyed. He doesn't want anyone to believe in Jesus. And hence the reason why that Jesus has got the truth in the Bible, how he came to earth in his ministry. And now the church here on earth are preaching the love of Jesus and how Jesus wants to save you and I, because Jesus is coming back to earth, my friends. And when he comes back to earth, the hour of probation is closed. Our probation will be closed, and our fate is set, whether you are for Jesus or you have chose the other, the world, when Jesus comes. But the last day message I read it for you, so you'd know, and we might cover this on the next program. The end message, if you want to know what the signs of the times are, the end times, then read up on Matthew 24, and just ask the Holy Spirit to ask God to help you understand what this signs are, because he's coming back soon. And his God's message for the world, his end message, is found in Revelation 14:6-12. And the first angel's message goes this way: Then I saw another angel flying in the mid air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who lived on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him who made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. We see here that God wants his gospel, his saving gospel, for you to believe in God and nobody else, to be taken to every part of the world, to every person to hear the gospel. And he says to fear God and give glory to him. What that means is God is our creator. As I said right from the start, that God created the heavens and the earth. He created man. He created the earth in 6 days and blessed the seventh day. He had it off. So it says, you fear God and give glory to him. which means we acknowledge God as our creator and we praise him. We go to worship him. We worship God and nobody else, because the hour of his judgment is come. Now, this is serious stuff because we are living in the judgment hour. To give an example, during Noah's days, God gave Noah to preach his gospel out to the inhabitants of those times. He gave them 120 years of grace, 120 years of probation. But on the last seventh day, last 7 days before the rain came down, the ark door was closed. Noah and his family went in, and then after 7 days, the rain started to fall and destroyed the whole world. So when we look at a comparison to these days, Jesus did say that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in our day, in this day. So fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. So now is the time that God wants us to choose him, to make a choice whether you want to be saved and want to be one to live, go up to heaven with him for 1,000 years, then come back. He offers us eternal life. In other words, a life that would live forever. Because one day both you and I are going to die, but if we believe in Jesus, then Jesus will, on his second coming, will raise you up, change you into his incorruptible body, or in a body that suits where we're going, up in heaven. We live there for 1,000 years, then we'll come back to the earth, and this earth will be restored to its original position. But I've just written for you I've just read for you the first message of the angel, which said, I saw another angel flying mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him that made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters." So the other thing is to worship him, and his day of worship. He made the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day is the day of worship. In New Zealand, the day of worship that the Lord talks about is the seventh day, which is on a Saturday. And not on the Sunday, but you can look that up in the Bible there, my friends, and read up for yourself. And worship him who makes the heaven and the earth and the seas and the fountains of water. Thank you for listening in this morning. God bless you. You're listening to Call to Worship on Fresh FM 104.8 with Willie Manu. And here's another beautiful song sung for us by the Shower Power, the Sabbath.
The Sabbath is a day that the Lord made for you and me to rest in and worship the King. Oh, the Sabbath is a day that the Lord made for you and me to rest in and praise the Creator. He made the heavens and the earth and the sea. He created all the living things that crawl the earth. He made the sun and the moon and the mountains, the visible and all that is invisible. The Sabbath is a day where you and I have holy convocation and meet with believers. The Sabbath is a day made for man, so we rest from all the labors that make us weary. He made the heavens and the earth and
and the sea. He created all the living things that crawl the earth. He made the sun and the moon and the mountains, the visible and all that is invisible. Day one,
let there be light.
Day two,
he made the sky and the land.
Day three,
the trees, the flowers, and the rusty.
Day four,
the stars of the moon and the sky.
Day five,
he made the fish and the birds.
Day six,
he made Adam and Eve.
Day seven, stop.
Dig a dab, doom, doom, doom.
He rested,
Sabbath day.
He rested,
holy day.
He rested,
a day of rest.
He rested,
for you and me. Let all creation bow before his name. Thank you, Lord.
He rested,
yesterday.
He rested,
so should you.
He rested,
lay your work aside.
He rested,
on the day. Let all creation bow before him. For
he made the
visible
and all that is invisible.
Oh,
he made the heavens and the earth and the sea.
Oh, he
created all the living things that crawl the earth.
He
made the sun and the moon and the mountains, visible and all that is invisible.
The Lord is holy. Day
holy,
to keep it holy,
holy.
The day is holy, yeah.
Holy.
Good morning, friends. Thank you for listening again, for tuning into Fresh FM to Call to Worship. And as I said, we're here every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Just a message to leave with you today. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved. Acts 4, 12. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, God says to you and to me that I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God loves you, my friends. And we'll see you next Sunday. God bless for the week.
What is in between? Take it up, take it up.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.